The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I just feel like, Ralph, this style, what Harden does is manipulating the game somehow, like almost like cheating it somehow. And I don't really have a thought beyond that other than I'm watching something that isn't basketball. Like, to me, basketball is player movement, ball movement, design plays, not just a guy walking it up and isolating every time. And I just feel like it, and that's why I brought up that point earlier, that who else could do this? It's not like he's, you know, it's not like within the system he's getting all these numbers. The system is built for him.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first hour? Lots of good stuff. We got more good stuff planned because it's a Thursday. And I know you wanted to get to his thoughts there.
Yeah, and Don McLean, for those of you who don't know, Don McLean was like a, I don't want to say, I mean, he was a good NBA player.
He was an outstanding college player.
An outstanding college player, no doubt. This is not Don McLean that sings American Pie. Different Don McLean.
Right.
But this Don McLean, he may still be, I don't know, he's in the conversation for one of the greatest Pac-12 basketball players. Like, if there was an all-time UCLA team, he's probably on it, which is crazy to think about with the guys they've had through there. But he had a phenomenal scoring, phenomenal college career. He now works for the Clippers, and he... One thing that's kind of forgotten about his NBA career, and it was a long, just not what you would call an illustrious NBA career. He's a first-round draft pick, and he made a 10-year career in the league, which is respect. You know what I mean? That if you make a 10-year career, that's better than most.
So is he their Matt Bullard?
I think that's what he is.
Okay.
But in this instance, I don't know that he ever played for the Clippers. So I don't really know how he ended up working for them other than he's associated with LA through his days at UCLA, but I don't remember him playing for the Clippers. But I know he played for, you know, seven or eight teams, so it's entirely possible he did. What I do remember about Don McLean is he was the first player ever in the NBA to be suspended for steroids, ever, which some people would call cheating. Don McLean calls ISO basketball cheating.
Shame.
And listen, I'm not one to defend the style of play of James Harden. It is so boring to me. I would rather watch paint dry. But there's no argument against its effectiveness, and it's within the rules of the game. So if a team has that ability to build their system around a guy like that, and it gets you to where you're in the Western Conference Finals, I mean, you're competing, why not do that? How is that cheating? That's
That just strikes me as whining because your team was getting its ass kicked.
They were
kicked.
Getting thumped.
Yeah.
But the worst thing you can do when you're getting thumped is say, you know, this is kind of cheating. I mean, come on, dude. Just stop it. If you don't like it, stop it. Figure out a way to stop it. And it's not impossible to stop. The Warriors, they know a secret. Spurs, they know a secret. Well, maybe it's just the playoffs know the secret. I don't know if it's those teams, actually. The playoffs know the secret, Don. It can be stopped. It's just, again, it's not fun to watch. And if you want to say that, okay. But it's not basketball, or it's not cheating.
Or it is cheating.
Or it's cheating. I mean, it's basketball. It's just not. Is it a fun style of basketball? No. But you know what else? You know what is fun? Winning a lot of games, scoring a lot of points. I mean, that's fun. So I don't think the Rockets are like, oh, you think our style of basketball isn't real basketball? Because that's funny. We're in the National Basketball Association, and they count all of our games like actual official basketball games. Weird. They keep having us go out and play against other professional basketball teams. Weird. I mean, I get the, like I said, I get not liking it. I don't like it. But if I had a player like James and that was my best path to victory, I mean, I get that's what you got to do, right? You got to do whatever you can to make your team as successful as it can be. The Rockets do that. So I don't know. I think that's a lame thing to say, especially for a guy who literally cheated in his NBA career. I mean, like actual cheated with steroids. My favorite thing is that I was reading up about it. I was trying to remember when it happened. It happened in 2000. And there's a quote on it from Charles Barkley who said, "I saw Don McLean in the shower naked. He doesn't use steroids." So,
well, whenever you go to the, oh, they're cheating card, you're just beat.
Yeah.
That's when, because you know what? The Warriors, they cheat. They make too many threes.
Yeah, I mean,
they shoot the ball too well. That's cheating. It's not real basketball.
How's it fair that they've got the two best shooters in the league on their team just going up there behind that line and they get extra points for it every time they hit it? That's not fair. Give me a break.
Three-pointers aren't fair.
Yeah.
They're communist. They should be done away with so that you can play real basketball.
I mean, there's been a lot of things in the NBA where it seemed not fair. Like Wilt Chamberlain playing against white guys, that wasn't fair. I mean, come on.
Michael Jordan being allowed to take seven steps.
That's not fair.
Not fair.
Like Shaq being Shaq, not fair. Especially like in college, Shaq being Shaq. I mean, who's going to stop that? But, I mean, this, it's a style of basketball that, I mean, I don't know if it's going to become more popular because I don't know that there are many guys who can do it the way James does it. As effectively as he does it. But I mean, you can't blame a team for doing what works for him.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you on this. I don't enjoy watching it, but that's a style, man. So somebody says studying for a test is cheating. Unfair advantage for others who didn't.
How dare you study?
Yeah. And a lot of people speculating this time about the way he takes extra steps or he tries to draw fouls, but that's.
I mean, again, that falls under the category of I don't like to watch it, but is it cheating? I mean, I guess there's the flopping aspect of it you could call cheating, which I don't know if it's cheating or just.
That's everybody does it kind of thing. Yeah, you can't single him out for that.
As Raheel would say, that's finessing the game. I think that's what he would call it. I don't know if that's a finesse or cheating. Raheel usually has a clear definition. But it seems like he's just taking advantage of the rules as they're written. And I don't know. I think it's one thing to hate on it for, you know, it's something that you don't like to watch. It's another to hate on it as it being effective or fair.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Save that segment. AJ Hoffman defending James Harden.
I kind of.
I think this is a, you know what, this is a big step for you.
Well, listen, the guy said a stupid thing. Let's face it.
First step to recovery is admitting you have a problem. And I think you've made an admission.
I think
today.
We can all agree that James Harden is my favorite player. And I've never been shy about it, saying that, right?
Something like that.
He's not my favorite player. I don't remember. But he's not a cheater. At least not.
No. But 832 says taking three steps is against the rules, period. The onus is on the officials to call it. They don't. They haven't. And you can go back to Michael Jordan. He's the one that basically created the five steps that players can take now. And let's be honest, the dream shake, he did the same thing. He set his feet, then he moved his feet, then he moved them again. But because those guys got away with it, now everybody thinks, okay, I can take as many steps as I want. And what wouldn't change it so fast? If they just enforced the rule, guys would adjust.
Of course they would.
They'd adjust fast. And, you know, but
no. If they started throwing out technical fouls for flopping, I think guys would really reconsider doing it so much.
Or go back to playing soccer.
Right.
All right, quick
but
break.
But they don't.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 975. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
Woo!
I'm having fun today. It's a Thursday. We're rolling right along.
Ice Pole, who I just actually blocked, says Alex Jones speaks no truth. In regards to, I said, the guy, I don't know if you saw this earlier, a guy had tweeted, both Dr. Pepper and Whataburger are trash. And it's the same guy that in the past has tweeted, New York City barbecue is greater than all other barbecue, especially Texas barbecue, and if you think differently, you're not cultured. So I think he's this guy from New York who's just a troll.
Yeah, clearly.
And I said, is this Alex Jones' burner account? Only explanation for saying this dumb stuff. And Ice Pole said, Alex Jones speaks no truth. Dr. Pepper is a top 10 cola of all time. However, Whataburger being trash is accurate. And to me, that's enough to get you blocked. So, bye, girl.
Yeah, if you think Whataburger's trash, just leave the state.
Yeah.
Just leave the state. I mean, you could say, you know what, I'm not as high on it as everybody else is. But
this guy called it trash. He called it a discount Sonic.
Okay, that's just dumb.
Like, that is
just dumb.
Shame.
What are you doing?
So the Chronicle ranked your top college basketball coaches in Texas. I'm kind of curious to see. There's a couple places where I'm guessing you're going to disagree.
Okay.
But number one.
Chris Beard. I don't think there's much argument about it.
75-30 in his three seasons at Tech.
Okay.
Three tournament appearances, two Sweet 16s, two Elite Eights, and of course the Final Four.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Who would you have second?
No. Well, I was thinking, are they counting Buzz Williams?
Yes.
Yet?
Yes, they are putting him in here, and okay. He's too low on the list.
He should be number two.
They have Kelvin Sampson number two.
And yet, like, okay.
I mean,
he's been to a Final Four. And Buzz Williams hasn't been to a Final Four. So I think it's fair maybe to put those guys ahead of him. But I think Buzz Williams, just as a coach, like which coach do I want? I think I would take Buzz Williams over every other coach in Texas. But I get that you can point to resume and say, okay, Chris Beard and Kelvin Sampson have been to a Final Four. Although Kelvin Sampson's was... A long time
2002
ago.
2002 is back when Don McLean was doing steroids.
Right.
But, you know, he's also got what he's done with this program is pretty damn impressive considering where it was. So,
although if we're pointing at resume, Guy in Austin's been to a Final Four.
Yeah, well, we'll get to him. But they have Beard 1, they have Sampson 2, and I'd be okay with Sampson or Buzz Williams at 2. You can make a case for both of them. But they have Buzz Williams 4th.
Man. Okay. Whoever wrote it, maybe they follow Texas basketball more than they follow the rest of the country.
Anyone care to guess who they have at number 3?
The only reasonable choice is Scott Drew.
And that's your winner.
Okay.
So they have Scott Drew 3rd, Buzz Williams 4th, Jamie Dixon 5, but he's going to be gone.
Jamie Dixon's not a better coach than Shaka Smart.
They have Shaka Smart 6th.
Okay. Well, I'll repeat it. Jamie Dixon's not a better coach than Shaka Smart.
Well, that was proven in the NIT semifinals.
Well, yeah, when the lights were shining brightest. Yeah.
When the consolation tournament was at its clutch point, Johnny Jones, number 7 on the list. He's gotten the Tigers to 3 NCAA appearances.
Yeah. Are they going through all? I mean, if they're counting all the schools, I guess Tim Jankovic is
number 8.
Okay. I'd probably have him a little above Johnny Jones, but Johnny Jones is good.
Byron Smith at Prairie View.
Yeah.
And number 10, Jason Hooten, Sam Houston State.
Okay. Yeah, I won't argue with the bottom of his list too much. I do think he's got Buzz underrated, Jamie Dixon overrated.
And Shaka maybe a little underrated.
No, I mean, Shaka's not really way underrated, just Shaka should be ahead of Jamie Dixon.
Okay.
I think Shaka's probably 5th and Jamie Dixon's probably 6th. That's not a huge beef.
Well, why are we even counting him? He's about to be gone.
That's true.
So,
but Buzz Williams at 4 to me is that's just wrong. And I mean, like I said, I would maybe take Buzz over every other coach in the state, but it's close.
Justin says, new level of respect for us for defending the beloved Whataburger. Whataburger shouldn't need to be defended.
Yeah.
Sonic. You know what? New York.
Discount Sonic, he called it.
New York is just a poor man's Toronto. Get out of here with that. I can understand if you don't like Dr. Pepper. I mean, that's because it is an acquired taste. It's very sweet. And I loved it as a kid. I can't drink it now. It's too sweet. So I get that. But if you're trying to rip on Dr. Pepper and Whataburger, then you're just trolling. You're just trolling the state of Texas. Throw the Alamo in there.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do that, you might as well throw the Alamo in. And the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, well, you can do that. That's fine. 713-780-3776. I love the people of New York. That are so cultured. We have so much to learn from them, AJ.
Yeah. New Yorkers.
832 says,
New York City.
Get a rope. Listen to you guys keep me sane as I leave to Carlsbad, New Mexico for 4 months to work. Good luck with that, man.
Sorry, bro. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Well, you know all about New Mexico.
I do. Like I said, sorry for your loss.
Yeah, somebody says probably hates Buc-ee's too.
Yeah, who hates Buc-ee's?
Nick says, I'm from Texas. I feel Whataburger's a bit overhyped.
Okay. That's fine, okay. But to call it a discount Sonic?
Yeah.
That's a different level of disrespect.
Is that I've tried places with better burgers than them. Sure, I've been to a lot of places with better burgers than them, but not fast food. I don't
like getting involved in the Whataburger versus In-N-Out thing because, A, they're totally different experiences.
Yeah, and it's kind of a dumb thing that people...
Yeah, they're both good. I mean, do I have a preference? I'm leaning Whataburger, but I don't feel like you have to knock something else down to pump up something good. Like, they can both stand on their own and be delicious to me.
Yeah.
In-N-Out's fries are trash. I can say that, unless you dump the animal sauce on them. So if you just get regular fries at In-N-Out, you're a weirdo because they don't taste like anything.
Yeah, I don't really like Whataburger's fries either, though.
Okay.
In fact, I just order a burger when I go there.
You know what I like at Whataburger? Onion rings.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
You know what I like to do? Get the creamy pepper sauce that comes on the patty melt, get an extra side of that, and dip the onion rings in there. And then, you know what that tastes like? A bloomin' onion.
Interesting.
It's delicious.
Of course you
That's
could.
A Whataburger tip for you guys right there. You're welcome.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I don't want to turn this into what do you think of this place and what do you think of this place for burgers. There's a lot of great burger places, but I mean, we're talking purely fast food, drive-through. And you know, some of the things about Whataburger, there's towns where that's the only thing in this state.
Yeah.
So you grow up with it. All right. I grew up with horse racing, and guess what? Kentucky Derby right around the corner. Where are you going to play? Let's try betusracing.com, and I'll tell you why. Because you can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone. And how about this? This weekend, Santa Anita Derby, Wood Memorial, Bluegrass Stakes, all big preps. We're running out of prep races. It's this week and next week are the prep races. So if you want to get in and get your money down, that's what I'm going to do, and I'll be playing all of those races. BetUSRacing.com offers daily rebates. You can use the exclusive promo code PONY and get 10% cash added to your next deposit. And if you want some action between the races, you can play blackjack and over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today to qualify for a $150 bonus. Don't forget to use the exclusive promo code PONY and get 10% cash added to your next deposit. BetUSRacing.com. It's time for you to get in on the action.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. Why would you go to Whataburger when you can go get all these other... I don't go that often, but there are times when I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
And if I... And here's one last...
And you're not... Imagine you're not in Houston.
Exactly.
I mean, wow. Imagine you're driving somewhere else in Texas and you, like, you're hungry. And it's like, oh... Wait a minute. There's not a Bernie's Burger Bus in...
No. There's no Sparkles?
In Schulenburg, mm-hmm. Texas, there's not a Bernie's Burger Bus? What?
There's no Rodeo Goat?
What?
One thing I will say about Whataburger, though, there are... Even though I know they're all supposed to be the same, some are better than others. Especially the ones that are... Like, there's some around the city here where the burger's not as good as it is at other Whataburgers.
Okay.
I found that.
I don't notice that, but I've noticed
that actually the place closest to us, not as good as the one. The one that I'll stop at is occasionally if I'm going to the track and I'm in a hurry, that one out 290, that one's better than this one.
I'll be honest. I think that the best Whataburgers are small town Whataburgers.
Oh, I agree.
Because they treat it like it's a damn restaurant there. Because it is. Usually it's like one of the nicer restaurants in town.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Yeah, that's another one of those dumb debates, In-N-Out versus Whataburger.
Yeah.
And it's just, okay, they're just different. And yeah, I don't eat them very... You know, I was actually thinking about stopping today because I got about 5 minutes from here and I realized I haven't eaten anything since we had that barbecue yesterday. I was still so stuffed and I just wasn't hungry. So... All right, let's squeeze Jim on real quick, and then
squeeze it.
I've got some other things for you. What's going on, Jim?
Is LeBron James the Whataburger of the NBA? I'll hang up and listen.
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, that was. Let's just turn the page here. Oh, did you see? I don't know if you saw this thing that For the Win did, where they went through and found, and now I can't find the damn story. I had it up not 10 seconds ago. They went through and found some of the best cheating, 11 ways to cheat at sports, and kind of ranked them. A couple of them are stupid, but there's some fun ones on here. Number 11, they say everybody does it, nobody really cares. The best example of that is pitchers' use of pine tar and other sticky substances to enhance their grips on baseball. Not really. I mean, it's cheating, but it's, you know.
I mean, didn't they get Michael Pineda for that?
Yeah, but you know, more guys get away with it than.
That's true.
You know, then number 10, he says breaking rules that are not entirely policed, and that's what steroids were. Because the league, there was no rules against them. So it's not, that's why I don't think it, I'll never consider it cheating. Were they illegal? Yeah. Is coke illegal? Yes.
Yes.
But, you know, guys were just trying to enhance their careers. And until it got banned, to me, it wasn't cheating. Then they have, like, apparently pushing the limits too far. NASCAR has a bunch of stuff. Here's one that I forgot about because I think because of steroids, you didn't need to cork bats anymore.
I mean, yeah.
You could just cork your arms.
I would be embarrassed for someone who got caught with a cork bat in 2019.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've had a cork bat incident.
Yeah.
I guess Howard Johnson way back in the day for the Mets. Albert Bell. Did Billy Hatcher, didn't that happen to him? Didn't he like break his bat and like little pieces of cork went flying everywhere?
Didn't Sammy Sosa get caught with a corked bat?
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Hey, check on Billy Hatcher for me because I this will see if my
Billy Hatcher. Yes, okay. I'm almost certain when like
talk about obscure memories. I remember being at the game and seeing the cork fly everywhere.
I was going to say bat. Yeah, I think he did do that.
Yes, Astrodome. Let's see, 1987.
Okay.
Astros 3-2 lost to the Chicago Cubs. He was ejected for using an illegal corked bat.
Chris Sabo, the guy that wore the goggles for the Reds.
Oh, yeah.
God. He got caught with a corked bat. Sammy Sosa, Albert Bell. I don't. There can't be a lot of them, but I mean, those are the ones that I remember off the top of my head. But I do. I remember
it's
Billy
been a while,
Hatcher.
Though. Yeah. Recruiting violations, number 7 on the list, and then. You know, the stupid Patriot Gate stuff, which I don't. Apparently, though.
There's no room in the game for deflated footballs.
Taking PEDs in baseball now is kind of interesting because it is against the rules and you do get caught and you do get busted.
Yeah.
So, and Ryan Braun kept doing it. And, oh, no, that's not really what happened. Then they have paying to get your rich children into colleges on sports scholarships.
Yeah, that's dumb. And I thought that happened all the time.
Their number 1 on the list is from basically a report that Donald Trump was playing golf with Mike Tirico. Did you see this?
Yeah, I didn't.
Tirico apparently hit a drive right in a perfect spot. Trump allegedly threw it into a bunker.
All right.
So...
Is that cheating or not cheating?
That's cheating.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought so.
But, 713-780-ESPN, Steven, going to Carbach Brewery this Saturday for the first time. What do you recommend to order for food?
Oh, man.
The whole menu's good. I say poutine.
I love everything. Good. Korean fried chicken is delicious.
Korean fried chicken with a side of poutine. That's what I would get.
The Hatch chili mac and cheese is really up there. They do a good pizza. If they've got steak, it's not like every once in a while they'll have steak, and they get really good steak. Steak is good there. The smoked tuna tacos. I'm not doing a Carbach commercial right now, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and you don't need to do a commercial for that because we've been out there enough and had the food, and they know what they're doing with it. But my preference is the Korean fried chicken with a side of poutine.
That's pretty good.
But it'll be like yesterday. I wouldn't eat again for a day after that.
Yeah, they're on the appetizer menu, but that's a meal.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. JD, Fred, worst analogy ever. Murder isn't against MLB rules. Boy, you want to talk about a stretch comparison, JD, to go from steroids to murder.
I'm pretty sure the MLB would have a problem with murder.
Yeah.
They would probably say, you're not allowed to play in our league anymore.
Pretty sure there's a personal conduct policy that would fall under.
Yeah. Come on, man. That's just dumb. Guess what? A parking ticket is just as bad as murder. That's what you're saying. Boy, come on, guys. Let's at least try to be somewhat intelligent today. It's a Thursday. Come on. Yeah, steroids are murder. I equate the two.
Yeah.
You know what else is murder? Not picking up your dog's poop. Same crime. Same crime. Yeah. Exact same crime. God. I really wonder sometimes. Yeah, Robert says, is Keyboard Cat still around? Yes, Keyboard Cat should have made an appearance there, Aaron. Not that I'm criticizing you. Not that I'm in any way denigrating the job you're doing. But when I read that tweet, Keyboard Cat should have made an appearance. Either that or the Shame Bell. One of the two. Because it probably deserved both. It was just, it was that. That is probably the worst tweet of the week so far. Now, you know what? I got to take that back because the Whataburger tweet was worse.
But that's pretty bad.
But that's pretty bad. Come on, JD. You're better than that. At least most days. Yeah, Bryce says steroids is murder on your testicles.
That's what I've heard.
I don't know. I think I told you in my 20s when we were all trying to get ripped, we were experimenting with everything. We were doing those amino acids that are banned now. Never really did anything that affected the equipment, but I was 25 years old.
Right.
You know, so who knows what kind of damage that's going to do at some point. So if the glove don't fit, you're not on steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and a lot of, and to be fair, and this is another reason, I don't want to get on this topic either, but a lot of it is, and some of the stuff was legal.
Right.
And they've been changing it every year. Andro used to be legal when Mark McGwire was using it. There were a lot of supplements that weren't just, and see, people always want to put everything into the steroid box. There was a lot of performance-enhancing drugs that were completely legal. Or were kind of shady, but, you know, or if you go to Mexico and you get them, they're legal there. And
like beef?
Yeah. There you go. Go eat beef in Mexico. But the reality is, until baseball actually started banning substances, then why weren't these guys supposed to be doing that? I mean, and again, some of that stuff became illegal later.
Right.
So, and I'm not, you know, I know there's some people who just, oh, it's cheating. And I just hate that take because you're lumping them all together. There's a difference between taking amino acids or Andro and shooting Winstrol up your ass.
Yeah.
Just saying. But no, it's all murder. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Cage, I'm having a break. Down drinking at a play.
Ground tequila for one. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And it says here I'm supposed to do the Canon post-oak liner, but guess what I don't have?
Oh. That's a fail by Aaron.
Not saying. It just means he's going to have to go find it, and he gets to read it now. So yep, he's going to dig in there and find it. 281 said, Fred, AJ, these calls, texts, we'll throw tweets in there too. These guys are in the fifth grade. Don't insult the fifth graders. Yeah, that we've had a tweet that is probably as bad as you're going to get. We've had a phone call that's as bad as you're going to get. Of course, we've had some texts. But, you know, for the most part, the texts have been okay. God, boy, when the texters are winning,
yeah,
that is not a good sign. All right, Aaron, read it. You got to do this. Let's hear it.
The Cannon, a co-working ecosystem for Houston's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and freelancers, has opened up their brand new location just west of the Galleria at 675 Bering. Offices start at just $900 a month, and all members of the Cannon Post Oak can also work out off of our main campus space. Visit thecannonhouston.com/postoak for more information or to book a tour.
All right. Those things are really really cool places. If you've got a business and you want a really good working environment with a lot of other people that are kind of in a similar boat, it's a great place to go. They have one in Culture Maps offices are in one in Dallas.
Okay.
And so when I was up there, I was in there a couple times, and it's pretty cool. And it's a really nice setup, and this one is a good opportunity for you to be around like-minded people who are trying to do the same thing you are.
There you go.
It's a very cool thing. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Forest Grove, Oregon, one of your favorite states, where a Forest Grove man is accused of faking a home invasion. Investigators believe he staged the break-in to cover up a theft of money from the Girl Scouts of America.
Oh, no.
Yes, apparently the report of the home invasion caused some panic among neighbors because initially police thought someone was on the loose and even called in a canine to search. It turned out the whole thing was made up. They were so scared. People said, we put sticks in all of our doors, and I started setting the alarm during the day because I was afraid to be home by myself. But turns out he stole the money. Almost $740 of Girl Scout cookie money.
Is he the worst person?
Shame.
Not today, no. But, yeah, that's pretty bad. So he faked his own home invasion.
I dated a girl who, I mean, clearly she carried this around with her, but she had done a fundraiser for St. Jude when she was in, like, 7th or 8th grade. And she apparently moved while doing the fundraiser and just didn't turn the money in that she'd raised.
Ooh.
And I think it was something. I mean, it was like $300 or $400.
And, but you're taking that from St. Jude?
I mean, it's pretty bad. Like, especially when you, like, if she saw a St. Jude commercial, oh, I mean, you could see it over her face. And I was like, I just would always say, God, you're the worst person. I'd be like, man, I wish there were, you know, I just wish there was some organization that would take care of kids who are like in really, really bad shape. And it's just hard to get people to support causes like that anymore. But this reminds me of that, like stealing money from the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But this chick didn't buy, or she didn't fake a home invasion. I think she just like bought some shoes or something.
Said there's a distinct difference between being unconscious and being unresponsive. Police will not yet say what his injuries were, but said that he faked the whole thing. He said it's kind of strange that he hit himself in the head and went away in an ambulance. But he had access to money belonging to the Girl Scouts of America, and $740 was missing. So here's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, I think there's a special place in hell for people who steal from Girl Scouts. And although that stealing from Girl Scouts, not nearly as bad as stealing from St. Jude.
It's pretty bad.
There's
levels to it. So you're saying I dated the worst person in the world?
She's down there.
She wasn't great. So, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, she wasn't great. I didn't stick around.
A lot of people trying to tell me he ate all the cookies, but that's not what this story says. From the,
I mean, if he ate all the cookies, he's less of a horrible person.
Yeah, but that's not what it says. Said he had access to $740 was missing, according to this story. So whatever your source is, I'm going to trust KGW8 in Oregon, in Portland, Oregon.
What's up, Eugene?
We're at 60 degrees in Portland right now.
It says on the website.
Oh, see, I thought you're actually going to talk to Eugene. I thought you were talking about Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, no, I was going to talk to Eugene.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, sports, Eugene.
Let's hope it doesn't suck.
Yeah, don't suck, man. Don't ruin it for everybody else.
That's not
Eugene?
Not exactly the fastest start we were looking for.
3, 2, 1. There you go.
You know, this is your fault.
Well,
you put us in a hole with the whole Jim Rome thing, and we've been trying to rally ever since. And it hasn't gone well. I mean, I think we've done our part. We've been out there battling, but you know, we're not getting a lot of help from Team Blitz today.
No.
In fact, Team Blitz is, I think, trying to bring us down. Not really sure why. Oh well, the good news is we'll have Brad Powers next, so we can talk college basketball and we don't have to have people who don't show up or tweet ridiculous things and don't have to commit murder on anyone. Usually by Thursday, everybody's in a good mood. Man.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean,
I'm in a good mood.
I'm in a good mood, too.
I'm in a fantastic mood. Feel great. Went and shot I was almost late getting here, though, because I had to go shoot a commercial for Innovative Lasers.
Uh-huh.
So
a TV commercial?
Yeah, like a TV commercial, and then I did a little TV spot
that'll appear Saturday morning. Oh,
boy. Well, you guys will recognize the attire. It's the new look, not the old look.
Oh, man. All right.
I went with the one that I did the video with.
Okay. Same hat.
That's a good thing, not a bad thing. Yeah, I wore the hat.
Okay. Let me give you, can I give you one hint of fashion advice?
Do you want it? You can tell me whatever you want.
I would add a little bit of color with your shirt, like just because black and white makes it look like you're going to a funeral.
I kind of am.
You're not. I mean, you're a fun-loving guy, right?
yeah. But the problem is, and I haven't bought new ties.
A colored tie would be good too.
And that's what I need to do is go buy some new ties that are more stylistic and doesn't look like I'm in a mafia, which you know, I kind of like the look of being in the mafia, but apparently everybody else hates it.
With a colored shirt, even if it's not an occasion that you need a tie, it still adds a little bit of pizzazz to your
wardrobe. Yeah, well, I have several colored shirts.
Okay, well, throw one on.
Yeah. But
don't be shy. You don't have to be Johnny Cash all the time.
I kind of like that, though. Black just fits me. So.
Take it for what it's worth. I mean, listen, I'm no fashionista either.
Yeah, well, I have plenty of colored shirts. I just chose to go with the white one for this, which I was told by one of the professional ladies there that, you know, does TV.
To go with it?
Not to go with white.
Okay.
But I had the black.
She told you not to go with
white. Yeah, she just said it's not a good TV color. Makes you look bigger. And I'm doing a commercial where I'm talking about how much weight I've lost. So
yeah.
Probably not the best move. But,
and you just ignored her advice.
Well, no, but I mean, I was already there.
Oh, okay.
I was at the station. So next time I'll know not to wear white. But I did have a black jacket over it.
By the way, we haven't mentioned yet. Chris Beard, AP Coach of the Year. Well-deserved.
Indeed. Guess who was second?
Kelv.
Kelvin Sampson.
Kelvo, I like to call him.
And that matched the rankings in the Chronicle. Exactly. Love this song. All right. Quick break. I'm going to try to finish up strong here. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I hang my head and cry.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.